Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Kimberly Kreider, and we're going to talk about a gift that God has given you to share with the whole world. She lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. Kimberly is bilingual, both English and Spanish. She lived in Spain. She's lived in Costa Rica. She's developed programs and initiatives for at-risk youth. You're married and have a lovely 11-year-old son. In fact, you homeschooled him last year. She's worked with children in cradle roll, kindergarten, primary, VBS. And we're going to talk about this latest creation called Radical Rescue. Welcome, Kimberly, to Homeschool Companion.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be here. It really is.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you began to feel God was calling you to develop this VBS program.
Well, it truly was God's leading, because I never in 1,000 years would have imagined that God would have called me and my family to be involved in this. It actually started a few years ago. Our family was recruited to go on a mission trip, and we were recruited about 3 weeks before we were supposed to go, and we had to rush around and try to find a vacation Bible school program that was in Spanish that we could take and just run with it. And we really struggled to find something. We wanted to share the plan of salvation. We wanted to be able to share a Bible truth with kids, but we couldn't find that exact program that we were looking for. And so we ended up going with another program that I found online. When we went on another mission trip the following year, after that, the Lord really convicted us and said to us, you need to be using every opportunity to share the plan of salvation, and because you may not see these children again, and so you need to plant seeds for my kingdom. And so we were praying for confirmation that we needed to do this VBS program on the sanctuary and the plan of salvation, and we were getting ready to go on a third mission trip, and we asked the Lord for confirmation that that's what he wanted us to do. And we were on a site visit, which you have to go over a few weeks before and get everything set up for the actual trip that would take place later on. And so my sister and I were praying for two things that the Lord could help to confirm to us that that's what he wanted us to do. The first was a facility large enough to house the number of children that we knew we would get for Vacation Bible School. And then the second was a live lamb. Well, we searched all over. We were in the Dominican Republic those 3 days for a facility and a lamb, and nothing was panning out. And then the last day when we were going to leave, just a few hours before we were supposed to fly out, we got a call from the church that we were working with, and they said, come back out to the site. When we got there, we learned that the Pentecostal church right up the road loaned us. They were going to loan us their entire facility so that we could teach the children about the sanctuary. And so as we were rejoicing about that, I stepped outside the church and started taking some pictures. And almost immediately, a gentleman just came up to me, started asking me questions about what we were doing. And I answered them. And I noticed that he had a bike and a cart, and it was just full of all these leaves and foliage. And for some reason, I said, well, what is that for? And he said, it's for my sheep. And I said, for your what? I had to check my Spanish. I said, I know you did not say ovejas. And he said, it's for my sheep. And so God had sent him to us. And as we were walking back to go see his sheep, he told us, I never come this direction. This is the exact opposite way of where I need to be. And as we were continuing to talk to us, he told us that he used to go to church, but that he had become discouraged. And so he had left the church. And so we were there just ministering to him. And when we went back for that mission trip, he was there. He was coming every day to bring the lamb, to bring the sheep. And it was just such a testimony to how God uses people. And it just confirmed to us that that's what we needed to do. Out of that conviction, the program Radical Rescue was developed. And Radical Rescue really is the plan of salvation. It was Jesus coming down, dying for us, and that was a radical plan. So that was developed as a five-day program to introduce children to the plan of salvation as it's revealed in the biblical sanctuary.
That is such a, the title itself just is riveting for me, Radical Rescue. So tell me how you came up with the title. I mean, now it just makes so much sense. Yeah, this is what it should be called, but there must have been some thinking about that.
Oh, there was a lot of thinking. We prayed earnestly because when we ended up with the name Radical Rescue, you know, sometimes you think Radical Rescue, oh, they're just trying to get it because, you know, because it starts with R's, you know, and it wasn't like that. It really was us praying and saying, God, what is the essence of the plan of salvation? You know, when you sent Jesus down to die for us, that was radical. That was such a risk. And so God really, after us meeting and talking, and we spent hours actually, you know, trying to come up with a title that just really described the plan of salvation. And that's what God gave us.
Now, walk us through the days, like day one, what would I expect when I first walk in as a child? What would I expect to see and what would happen and what would I experience that day?
Well, what we try to do with the curriculum is we really try to recommend that people have things that are going to be hands-on for the children. So the plan of salvation really started on this earth with Adam and Eve. And so when Adam and Eve sinned, then behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And so they sacrificed lambs because that was pointing toward a Savior that was going to come and die for them. And so on that very first day, we actually recommend bringing a live lamb in. And we've done this so many times, and it just, the kids are just, you know, they're so excited. Many of them have never been able to touch a lamb before. And so to react to that, to see the lamb, to be able to touch the lamb, you know, it's fascinating. And so that's one of the things that the kids get to experiment. The other thing that the kids would be doing is singing songs. I mean, we have songs that the kids are learning where they're learning scripture, but they're also learning about the plan of salvation through these songs. And so, you know, the kids are having fun. They're singing. There's also hands-on activities where if this is in a group setting and this is done as like a vacation Bible school program, we have games where the kids are playing. Now, they're hopping and jumping and skipping and doing all sorts of things, but it's with the purpose of learning their memory verse. So there's a lot of activity, a lot of movement, a lot of games, you know, singing. The kids just, you know, they have a good time. They really do.
And then do you have some directions as to the type of decorations that should be in the room? What would I see as far as decorations?
We do, and we give some suggestions to people so that they can take that. One of the things that we try to envision, if you will, is how the sanctuary might have looked. And so actually decorating the room where you can have articles of the sanctuary up in there. And actually we like to recommend that where the kids and the adults are meeting and they're singing, it's actually in the sanctuary. And so they're singing, they're hearing the Bible story in there. And so we provide recommendations so that people can decorate according to how they want to have the, you know, if they want to have the golden candlesticks, they can have that up as well. They can have a picture of Christ projected in the background. They can have, you know, they can make it as creative if they want, as they want to. If they want to have an altar, you know, put up as how Moses and the Israelites would have done, those are some of the things that we recommend.
Now, the craft for that first day, what would that be?
Well, the memory verse for the first day is, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, from John 1:29. So the kids are actually putting together a cotton ball lamb because they're learning that when Adam and Eve sinned, that was the lamb was sacrificed to represent Christ that would come. So they put together their own little cotton ball lamb. And then for actually, we also include some recommendations for even the refreshment time. And we even have a guide for making an edible sanctuary. So that could go along with every day. Yeah. So it's really cool. So, you know, the kids we've got graham crackers and peanut butter, and they're able to make the altar out of that. And I mean, there's a whole plan that is provided so people can, they can take all those concepts and put them into play if they want, or if they just want to take just the edible sanctuary, they can use that. But we try to provide as many resources so that people really have fun, and in every aspect, in every activity, the kids are getting the reinforcement of the message of the plan of salvation and the sanctuary.
Okay, so let's talk about the music. How did the music come to be?
You know, it's funny because those of us that developed this, and it was my family and some others, we are not musicians by profession. And it would be amazing because God would send us these songs. Now, we can't really read music, and so he would give us the lyrics and he would give us the tunes. And the only thing that we knew to do was to record it on a computer. So that's what we did. We would get these songs, we would record it on the computer, and then the Lord sent us the person to actually score the music. My sister and I were talking one day about the need to have somebody to score the music, and we were like, who can we find? And we have to have someone to score it and translate it in Spanish. The Lord whispered the name of a lady in my head, Adriana Pereira. I had not spoken to her in almost 20 years, but I felt impressed that I needed to contact her. And when I finally tracked her down and contacted her and shared about the project, she said, yeah, that's exactly what I do. I score music. I arrange music. I write it for symphonies and orchestras. And, you know, that's what she does. And so God just really used her, chose the person that needed to score the music and then translate it into Spanish.
Well, we have to take a break right now, but we'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with a Mind Matter Minute.
I'm often referred to as the absent-minded professor. I take it as a compliment because the term brings to mind a highly intelligent person. I like to ignore the rest of the comment that alludes to failing miserably to remember things in the realm of common sense. Does high IQ equal low common sense? Don't ask my husband, who the other day put together two handicap ramps while I was still figuring out the angles, ratios, areas, and writing a materials list. You see, God doesn't give all the gifts to one person, and we need to appreciate the differences. No two brains have the same cracks and crannies. Without you, it just wouldn't be the same. Your mind matters.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com. That's mrgmediaministry.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Homeschool Companion, Radical Rescue. I'm talking with Kimberly Kreider. Did I get that right, Kimberly?
Yes, you did. You did.
About her VBS, Radical Rescue. And that is wonderful. You know, I often think that we don't give God enough credit for all of the things that we do in our lives. So if they were to go on your website, is the music there as a score and also as a audio file, or what would they find on your website?
They can find the music score if they want to just have the score, you know, the sheet music. They can get that for all the songs. They can also download the music. If they want to have the entire CD, they can download it as an e-file, or they can just order and we can send them a physical CD. We also have the soundtrack on the website. So, you know, after the kids hear the songs, pretty soon they're singing it, you know, on their own. And so people can obtain that as well. We just try to make it as easy as possible for people to be able to get the resources that they want and they need.
And isn't it a marvelous thing to think that the God of the universe cares about children's ministries, cares about the evangelism to a little child, and in the form of a lamb? You know, when you think about the whole sanctuary is a great hands-on metaphor of the plan of salvation and what's going on up in heaven. And so it just seems to me like someone should have thought of this a long time ago.
You know what? I totally agree with you. And honestly, when we started, I mean, after the Lord had confirmed that that's what he wanted us to do, we expected for us to be able to just come back and, you know, with a quick Google search, oh yeah, there, you know, there's the program mm-hmm. right there. And there wasn't anything. And it really was surprising to me that nothing like this previously existed, because the plan of salvation as revealed in the sanctuary really is simple. It's not complicated. And, mm-hmm. you know, God developed it for, even when you think about it, the children of Israel. I mean, when they were offering lambs, that was a lamb that lived with the family. I mean, so the mm-hmm. kids were learning this from the time that they were able to talk and to, you know, just be involved with things and understand about the sanctuary. They grew up learning about it. So mm-hmm. it's just amazing that nothing like this previously had existed.
Now, has there been any other, like you said, you held it at that Pentecostal church. Did it have an impact on them as well?
It did. They begged us at the end of the 5 days. They said, please leave all your materials with us. We've never heard anything like this before, and we want to be able to study and continue to share this with the children that weren't able to come to the Vacation Bible mm-hmm. School program. So we left all the materials with them. And we've seen, you know, a tremendous response from different churches. We've had churches that have done this program for a Vacation Bible School 1 year, and they like it so much that they decide they want to do it again. I've had schools that have used this curriculum for a week of prayer, which totally makes sense if you think about the Easter week. You know, this is something that would be wonderful to have right before Easter, because it really helps kids understand what Easter is about, what Resurrection Week is about.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I hope that the teachers and homeschooling parents that are listening will actually go to your website. Can you tell us your share again with us your website?
Absolutely. It's radicalrescue.us. And on that site, you'll find that we have a homeschool edition. So if people want to buy the entire kit and do the program for, you know, like a Vacation Bible School, mm-hmm. they can do that. But we also have a homeschool edition for those parents that, you know, it's one or two kids and they're teaching yeah. their kids and they want to have Bible class and they want to use this as one of, you know, one of their curriculum for Bible. So we've made it very easy for homeschool parents as well.
Now, we know that any worthwhile project, you hit snags along the way. And we know that Satan's there trying to discourage us. Did you have any of those experiences?
Yes. We had so many issues that, you know, Satan would not let up in terms of attacking us. And that was one of the motivating factors that kept pushing us forward, because we knew, we could tell, it was clear to us that Satan was attacking us. It would be small things from us being, we would be talking on the phone, meeting, sometimes on Skype, and, you know, we would be talking about other things. The moment we start talking about the Sanctuary Project and Radical Rescue, we start having communication issues. Those were small things. We would see that. But then Satan would attack in large ways. I remember that when we were recording the music CDs with the children, we were at a recording studio, and the person that we were working with, he was a Christian, and he told us at the end of the project, he said, "This has to be a special project." He said, "I'm having so many issues with equipment that I never have problems with. So this has to be a special project." We even had issues when we went with a company to duplicate the CDs. And so when the company went to duplicate our CDs and they put them in the machine to duplicate them, they told us this afterwards. They said the machine just started going berserk. I mean, it just shut the whole thing down. And the guy, the representative that we were working with, he said, I don't know what's going on, but this is a special project because we are having so many issues with your order and with your particular product. So we just had confirmation after confirmation that Satan was not happy with what the Lord had called us to do.
And I always find it amazing that, you know, the Lord allows so much of that stretch. He allows our faith to really stretch. He could. He's sovereign. He could easily have made it a piece of cake and no issues whatsoever. But he allowed you in the process to have these stretching experiences. Well, we're almost done with the show, and I thought it would be good if you just encouraged our listeners. What were some of the promises that you claimed? What were some of the ways that you hung on spiritually until you saw this to fruition?
You know, sometimes when you're going through challenges, and especially when you're doing the Lord's work and you see the attacks of the enemy, sometimes you don't see where the end, you don't see an end in sight. But the Lord just kept reinforcing us and encouraging us. I remember thinking of, you know, Proverbs, the promise, trust in the Lord with all thy might, lead not in thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And there were so many times when we weren't sure how things were going to come to fruition, how God was going to solve some of these major challenges that we were having. And yet we just kept praying and we kept going forward and we kept claiming the promises and reflecting on how the Lord had led us. There were so many times I remember specifically after the Lord had provided the lamb in the Dominican Republic, I remember thinking one particular time, I was thinking about all the things that we had to do for the project, all the things that needed to be paid for. And I remember thinking, Lord, how are you going to do all this? And I prayed this to him, and he spoke to me, and he said, "Fret not, my child, I've already provided the lamb." And that was one of the promises that continued to push us forward. God has already provided the lamb, so all we have to do is just trust in him, continue to walk down the path that he has laid out for us, and it will come to fruition.
Amen. Please go to radicalrescue.us or call 423-405-4007. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for being with us. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you very much for the privilege to be able to speak with you and with your audience. God bless you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.